Hi, my name is Beth Massey, and today I'm going to show you how to write some simple link queries that work over our file system. Link stands for Language Integrated Query, and it allows us to write queries over things like objects, databases, and XML in a standard way. I'm going to show you one practical example of link and walk you through some of the basics of writing your first queries. Okay, so I've got Visual Studio 2008 open, and I want to create a new project. So let's just go to File, New Project, and we're going to select Windows Forms Application for this example, and I'm just going to name it First Link Queries and select OK. So what we want to do for this example is populate a data grid view on this form with some information about files we have in our current directory. So the first thing I'm going to do is drop a data grid view onto this form. There we go, and I'll just dock it in the parent container, resize the form a bit. Okay, so now what I want to do is I want to write some code in our load. So the first thing I want to do is write a query that gets a list of file names in the current directory and orders them. So I'm going to type dim files equals, and this will be the query from file in my.computer.filesystem get files in the current directory, so we'll just use curdir. Okay, I want to order them by that name. So this is just going to get a list of file names. Okay, get files just returns a list of file names, but I also want to order them. So we'll also add an ordered by clause here, and we're just going to order by the file. Okay, and to be explicit, we'll just say select file. Okay. So now notice here that files is an ienumerable of string. Okay. When we hover over it, even though I didn't declare this explicitly, this is what's called type inference. Types of local variables can be inferred by the compiler automatically based on the right-hand side of this expression. For instance, if I type dim x equals hello, you notice when I hover over that, the compiler infers that X is a string. Okay, so you can control this inference, type inference, with a new option. Option infer is default is on in new projects, but you can shut it off if you want. Okay, so we need it on here when we write link queries because it makes it really easy to change your queries around and have the compiler infer the result. So this result is going to be basically a simple list of strings. So the next thing we want to do is we want to use these list of strings to get the file information objects. So to do that, I'm going to dim up another query here. We're just going to call it files info, for instance. And we're going to select, we're going to basically create a bunch of file info objects from this list of file names. Okay, so from file in files. Okay, that's our list of strings. We're going to select my.computer.filesystem.getFileInfo. Okay, and we're going to pass it the file. Okay, so that's going to basically, if we hover over here, it's going to create an ienumerable of file info objects. And if you've worked with a file system before, file info objects give you a lot more information about the file, like the path, the created date and time. And that sort of read-only, that sort of information. Okay, so what we can do to just test this quickly is we can say me.datagridview1.datasource equals files info, for instance, to list. Okay, just to get us the list of the file info. So if we go ahead and hit F5, you'll notice that we have now I have a list of in my current directory. List of files. Okay, and we see all their name, the length, the directory name is read-only. This basically is all the items in the file info object. Okay, so that's how we write our first link query. We did that to iterate for files in our file system. Okay, so the next thing I want to show you is how we can create our own types on the fly by selecting just parts of the file info. Say we only want to select the name and creation time and just display that in the grid. So I'm going to create a new query. Dim my info equals from file in files info. We're going to select the file dot creation time is good and the file dot name. Okay, so what this produces is a list of what's called anonymous types. We're creating a type that has a name and a creation time property, but we're not naming that type at all specifically, right? So we can display this list of anonymous types into the data grid view just as easily, doing the same thing. So just type my info to list. So let's go ahead and run this. And now you'll see that just the anonymous types here, in our case, have two properties, okay, creation time and name. So you can create or project the properties from your link queries into anonymous types. Okay, that's what's created for you. So the last thing I want to show you is how we can project these results of a query into a custom objects instead that we might already have defined. So instead of an anonymous type, we want the results to be a list of our objects. So I'm going to create a simple class called MyFile. We'll just have a private class, MyFile. Okay, and it's just going to have a couple properties. So I'm just going to hit property and hit tab, and this will create a little snippet for us, and we'll just name two properties, okay? So creation time, okay, m underscore, and it's going to be a date time, and then we're going to name this creation time, okay? And the next property I want to create, there we go, is going to be, let me get a little room, the name. There we go, string, there we go, name, okay. Okay, so now I've got that created. So the next thing is to write a query. So dim, we'll call it my files. We'll say from file in files info. We're going to select. Now what we want to do instead of selecting an anonymous type, projecting an anonymous type from the two file info properties like we did above, we want to create a new list of my file objects instead. Okay, so a not anonymous type, a real type, my file. So we're going to say new my file. You see it right here. Okay, and the syntax is with, and then we open the bracket here, and we can now type dot, and you'll notice that here are the two properties on my file. Okay, so so we can pick creation time equals file dot creation time, and we hit dot again, we'll get name equals file dot name. Okay, so that's how we can create now a list of my file. You'll see now when we hover over it, it's an ienumerable of my files. Okay, so let's just go ahead and dump that out into the data grid view. Hit F5. And you'll see it looks similar. Okay, it's basically the same properties as our previous anonymous type, but now they're named types, my files. Okay, and that's easy. Very cool. So I'd like to thank you for your time. If you'd like to check out the Visual Basic Developer Center, we'll be posting updates to these videos there. Please also check out the Visual Basic team blog and my blog for more information. Thanks again.